This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. The Arkansas Farm Bureau says more than 1 million acres of farmland in the state have been swamped by flooding over the past few weeks, and the economic impact will be greater than $500 million. The Bureau said 300,000 acres will be lost for rice production this year at a cost of $300 million. Arkansas produces about half of the nation's rice. And the Bureau said estimates do not include or take into account losses from damaged farm equipment, lost grain silos, and costs to repair farmland and infrastructures, categories that could add tens of millions of dollars in costs. A Rick Road Independence County woman has been charged with 9 counts of forgery in circuit court. The court information says 44-year-old Kelly Lynn Bell obtained checks on a closed account of an ex-sister-in-law and wrote over $350 worth of bogus checks to area businesses in April of this year. Court documents say video at some of the businesses incriminate Bell. Bell's bond was set by Judge Cheney Taylor at $25,000. And a Community Drive Independence County woman has been charged in circuit court with non-financial identity fraud. Court records say a Batesville doctor's office reported a woman had been treated by them who provided a name, date of birth, social security number, and insurance company information under the name of Ajiba Hernandez. The insurance company denied payment of a $1,000 bill to the doctor's office because they were currently covering another subject with the same name and same information in Laredo, Texas. Prosecutors say police found the local woman, 38-year-old Elizabeth Madrid Carrillo, was an illegal immigrant and knew the information she supplied the doctor's office was fraudulent. According to the court documents, Carrillo had been an illegal immigrant for the past 10 years and had lived in Arkansas for the past 7. According to the court records, Carrillo obtained the fraudulent Social Security card from an unnamed person in Batesville. And as a result of obtaining the card, she was able to get a job at a local company and was able to obtain an insurance policy under the name of Ajiba Hernandez. Carrillo's bond under the charge was set at $10,000. A Hot Springs man is charged with felony battery for allegedly pouring acid on his former girlfriend as the two fought at her home. 32-year-old Justice A. Mitchell was arrested shortly after the 10:30 a.m. Sunday incident. Police say that in addition to pouring acid on the woman's back, Mitchell also dumped some of the acid on her furniture in a slot machine. Mitchell's being held without bond in the Garland County Jail and has a May 31st court appearance. If convicted, he could be sentenced to 10 years in prison. And Congressman Rick Crawford is asking the FBI to investigate whether his personal, financial, and medical information was illegally obtained by Democratic operatives. The request was made Friday after Crawford was asked by the Democrat Gazette about when he paid a Columbia, Missouri hospital debt related to his 1998 bankruptcy. Crawford said in a statement to the paper that he's distressed and sickened by the actions of political opponents. He called for the newspaper to cooperate with an investigation and to provide any evidence it may have. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.